This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
848, Tommy Tucker, WWL. LSU baseball gets going today. WWL, your home. Tigers hosting the NCAA Baton Rouge Regional this week at the Box. Dallas Baptist, Rhode Island, and LSU's first challenger, Little Rock. You can catch Tigers Trojans today, 2 o'clock, pregame 1:30. It's presented by our Tiger baseball loving sponsors, Jerry Lane Cadillac, Louisiana Dental Center, Hooters, and Cummins. Catch all the action here on WWL and live on the free Odyssey app. Jeff Palermo joins us now, our friend. WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, to give us the preview. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm all right. I see you got a story up at WWL.com. Tell me about it.
Well, obviously, as you just mentioned, today begins the postseason run. You got a little bit of an appetizer last week with the SEC tournament, but nobody really remembers the SEC tournament unless you're Vanderbilt right now, who won the SEC tournament. Everybody else, including the Commodores, too, are now focused in on trying to get to Omaha in the College World Series. And obviously the fans are going to be hyped up for this game. Chris Blair is going to sound a little sharper on the broadcast today because it's postseason baseball. But the team, because of the way Jay Johnson prepares them throughout the course of the regular season – and referring to the regular season as a 56-game playoff. This year they only played 55 because of a cancellation due to the weather. What that does is once they really do get into postseason play, nothing changes for the players. Their mindset stays the same. Their process stays the same. Their preparation stays the same. Everything stays the same in the hopes that they can control – better control the situations that are going to come in front of them here during the postseason, even though fans are certainly going to be a lot more into it and strikeouts. When LSU pitchers strike out hitters, you'll hear the roar from the fans, a three-run homer. The fans are going to go crazy. Players are going to try to stay within the moment and not let the emotions and the wild swings of a baseball game get to them. Just stay even keeled and be prepared and just continue to focus in on the next pitch, if you would.
Tell me about Little Rock.
Well, Little Rock, a week ago, no one ever thought that they would make it into the NCAA tournament. They had just 19 wins on the season. They actually went into the year picked to finish second in the Ohio Valley Conference after winning their regular season in the Ohio Valley Conference in 2024. But they had a whole bunch of injuries, and it just took them a while to finally get back to where they needed to be. And they made a remarkable run through the Ohio Valley Conference tournament, winning 5 games in 4 days. And a lot of it was because they really pitched very well during that time. And they got a lot of their healthy position players back and finally in the rhythm of the game. And they went on a remarkable run. And that has put them here in Baton Rouge. And it's, LSU is hosting a regional for the second time in 2 years. And in both cases, they're facing a team that, in their first game in the regional, that had a losing record in the regular season. Last time it was Tulane, this time it was Little Rock. So this is a team that I'll say this about them. They're going to come in and into this game with obviously nothing to lose. They went into the Ohio Valley Conference tournament with the same mindset. They got a veteran team. They got some experience there. And I don't know, at least initially, I don't think they're going to be fazed by what they're going to see today at Alec Box Stadium. But eventually, I think LSU's talent will win out and the Tigers will advance to the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Winner's bracket of the Baton Rouge Regional.
Yeah, let's talk about Dallas Baptist and Rhode Island.
Well, Dallas Baptist is a very interesting team in that a lot of people have talked about how LSU seemingly has a very good path to get to Omaha because of, as we just mentioned, you're facing a Little Rock team that went 24-32. Rhode Island, who's the 3 seed, does not have a very high RPI, but Dallas Baptist is a strong number 2 seed. This is a team that's been in it before, and as far as the regionals, they've been in the last 12 out of the last 13. They won the Conference USA regular season. I think it's very impressive when you see a team that can steal bases and hit home runs. They've hit 97 on the season, 104 stolen bases. They have a senior center fielder who's been outstanding this year, hitting 360 with 17 home runs. Their catcher, Grant Jay, will be an early draft pick in the Major League Baseball draft. He's got 19 home runs on the season. And the pitching has come around in the second half of the year. Ryan Borberg has got 8 wins on the year. James Ellwanger has struck out 90 in 59 innings. Micah Bucknum, who's a former LSU pitcher, has had a solid season. And their bullpen has also improved. So even though a lot of people point to LSU's 7-3 win over Dallas Baptist back in late February, this is a good Dallas Baptist team, and it's going to be a challenge for the Tigers to beat them. The thing that sticks out about Rhode Island is what they do offensively. They've scored 527 runs this year. That's 6th most in the country, and they get on base a ton. They got a team on base percentage at 430, which is the 7th best in the country. In fact, their number 9 hitter, Brody McKenzie, he's got an on base percentage of 509, and they got a really talented hitter, a kid that's going to be drafted, and Anthony DePino, 359 hitter, 19 home runs. They've hit, as a team, 85 home runs. But what you look at is their team ERA on the mound. It's 6.20, and that's not very good. They got one decent starter, and they got a good closer. But I don't know if they got enough pitching really to compete and last and potentially win this Baton Rouge Regional.
You said 427 runs?
527 runs, and that's a team that's from the Northeast in Rhode Island. So that's a heck of a lot of runs.
The LSU offensive for football last year only scored 402.
Yeah.
All right. So, bottom line, you think LSU wins and then hosts the Super Regional next week?
I would think so. I've kind of felt this all season long, watching this team win 43 games all year, that if they didn't get to Omaha, it would be a major disappointment. This team is it perfect? No, but I don't think there's a team in this NCAA baseball tournament that is perfect. I really just like where LSU stands pitching-wise, and the fact that you have 2 dominant starting pitchers in Anthony Ianson and Cade Anderson, and one of them will likely start today.
Do we know which one?
Unless JJ, we don't know which one. If Jay keeps the routine, it would be Cade Anderson. But I also think the weather does play a factor. Mm-hmm. I mean, out of the 3 or 4 days, if the regional gets extended to Monday, today seems to have the highest chance for rain.
30%
chance. So if there's a chance that this game could get interrupted in the 4th or 5th inning, Jay Johnson might not want to use Cade Anderson or Anthony Ianson today. He's got up to 90 minutes before game time before he finally announces who will be the starting 9 and the pitcher. So we'll have to wait on that. But to get back to your question, Tommy, this team's got a lot of pitching, and they got frontline pitching. They got guys they can bring out of the bullpen that have really performed well, including Zach Cowan. And I think that's what carries this team to the College World Series. And then I think when it gets to Omaha, it's all about timely hitting, fielding, and, you know, clutch pitching. And
thank
if
you,
they
Jeff.
Get all three of those, they win a national championship.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon. Taking a quick break for traffic and news and everything else, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.